got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jess, you're back after a week and a half off being sick.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it, Tim. You know, it all kind of happened so suddenly. I didn't really have time to kind of process what was happening as it was happening.
Right.
I went off the week before last. We had our show just as normal on Tuesday. I said to you, I'm really not feeling so good, Tim. You said, why don't you take off?
I just didn't want to have to clean up vomit.
Yeah.
I could see that there was something in your eyes. And I was like, look, it was like quarter to six. Mm. And I was like, just
leave.
Just go, please.
And so I slunked out of the studio. I messaged our boss, Tom, and said, hey, not feeling so good. I don't know how I'm going to feel tomorrow. I'll let you know. And then, the food poisoning got worse. So it's what started as food poisoning then turned into a very nasty bowel infection.
Right.
So and I was admitted to hospital last Thursday.
The process of text messages were just all over the place.
It was.
Just feeling a bit under the weather to I think I've got food poisoning to I think I've got salmonella poisoning to they're thinking it's E. coli. And then it's a bacteria that you can't remember the name of.
Yeah, it's
which is shocking to me. It kept you in hospital for a week.
Tim, it's a ridiculous. I couldn't even pronounce it. It was this weird bacteria. They wrote it down for me. I'll bring it in tomorrow. You can try and pronounce it.
I would love to play that game.
It was just they had me attached to a drip, and I just want to thank all the incredible staff. The Barwon Health was incredible. Mm-hmm. They moved me across to St. John of God.
Of course, because of who you are.
How dare you?
When I found out, Jess, last few months you have been sounding very rich, very, very financially steady.
At the public hospital, okay?
The first time you told me that you were in St. John of God, you sent me the menu.
Yeah, they don't bring you hospital food. You order from the room service menu. Yeah.
So even when things are going bad for you, things go not so bad, I guess.
No, the staff there were absolutely incredible. And the things that they had to do and see me do was just
Lowest horrific. Moment, if you're willing to talk about it?
Lowest moment was when I walked out of the bathroom and the nurse said, whoa, did you flush? And I said, yes. And she went, next time, don't. We need to look at it.
Oh, that is low.
And I went, what has my life come to?
Because I think I assumed, and if you're listening, when you think of food poisoning, you think both ends.
Yes.
Without getting too graphic. But you said top end remained.
Top end was
fire
fine.
Hydrant didn't spill up. Fire hydrant leaked down. Exploded
this
down,
is why
I think,
said
is
to you,
the word.
I don't know how I'm going to talk about this on the air because
I think you're fine. We've all been sick.
I was feeling very nauseous, but yes, luckily for me, it was only out of
It was more
side.
Of a more of a jetpack thrusting you in one
Correct.
Direction than
all through the day.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's fun.
But it's
feeling
good.
Better?
Feeling much better.
So just some bacteria from some food that you still can't
can't pinpoint it. They're not really sure. It's just kind of it's one of those things that like it part of the food can be contaminated and the rest might not be. So, you know, it was hard because I ate all of the meals that I ate in the 24 hours prior with other people and no one else seemed to get sick.
But
so.
two of the three meals you had involved chicken.
Yes.
Which is just...
it's like, probably from chicken.
Chicken is the girlfriend or the boyfriend you keep going back to.
Yeah.
You know that they're not going to treat you nice. You know that they hurt you. But you just go, but it feels so good when it's happening.
Yeah.
But now I'm in hospital.
I'm in hospital again.
And I'm pooing on the floor.
I'm really hoping to end my curse here because I have been cursed for the last 8 years. Every single year I've ended up in hospital.
Yep.
And I really thought I was going to make it. It was getting to the end of October. I was like, I'm going to make it this year. I haven't been to hospital yet.
Yep.
And I did it. So. Yep.
And I just want to say, when I spoke to you on the phone on Friday, not last week, but the week before, the day after you got into hospital, you only used the phrase, I almost died, unironically twice. So you were very, very brave.
So brave.
Very, very brave. So glad to have you back. All right, now that that's out of the way, I expect just the greatest input from you ever because you're back.
Okay, lower those expectations, buddy.
All right, well, they weren't ever that high. But I understand. I get what you're saying.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
There's been some stories doing the rounds in the news at the moment, and a lot of people are saying, yes, I do this one thing in particular. Yes, it's gross. A lot of people are coming out and saying, but the alternate option is not something that I'm interested in looking at.
Okay.
You definitely do it. My wife, she thinks it's disgusting that I do it, but I just... I'd rather be gross than the alternative.
Okay.
When you go to the toilet, do you take your phone and use your phone?
Yes. I'm not even going to try and defend myself.
No, because most people would. Most people do. Yeah. What do you think the obvious reasons of why doctors and people are saying you shouldn't be doing this?
Because it's disgusting. The bacteria. You're touching the things, and then you're touching the device, and then you're walking out of the bathroom. And
I would say, no, I'm not. Yes, I would say if I'm going for a number two, because no, there's no point doing a number one. That's it, as a male.
Sure.
When I'm doing a number one, there's no
you're
way.
Running out of hands.
Yeah, yeah. I would say I have my phone in my hand, and then I take my trousers down.
Sure.
I'm sitting. I haven't touched any of the anything yet.
Yeah.
But just my phone. And then I'll put my phone down or in my pocket, and then I'll do the tidying.
Yeah, but then you've still got the particles. There's all the particles, Tim. Have you thought about the particles?
I haven't thought about the particles, mate. and not only is it... The bacteria is actually not even the part that a lot of people are talking
about. Oh, what's the gross part?
The gross part is that most likely if you're on your phone on the bathroom, you're probably not focusing on the task at hand, and you're probably on the bathroom for longer than you need. And you,
sure.
The more you're straining...
Oh, don't make those noises. Blip.
The worst it can be for your body.
That was the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Whatever. I'm just saying. That was.
I'm just saying.
Never do that
adding
again.
Adding a bit of colour, babe. You wouldn't get it.
Oh, my God.
Think of those particles.
So it's bad for you. It's not the bacteria.
Can be painful and bleed.
Hemorrhoids?
Yeah, the big H.
Yeah.
Sorry, if you're eating on a child. Sorry. I really didn't think you were... I thought you might have worked your way to the H.
Sorry.
But to be fair, I did just give a complete...
Mate, what you did was way worse.
Oscar-worthy performance. 5223295. Is it really that gross?
No one's going to call up and say that they don't do this. Everyone takes their phone to the bathroom.
Because it used to be newspapers.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But I guess you're not putting a newspaper up to your face.
I used to have a friend growing up that they had like a little small library in their toilet.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen
so
that.
So they'd each have a book and they don't have that.
Don't you touch my Joel Salwood book, Dad. I'm only halfway through All In and I've had tacos tonight. So don't you touch it. Just getting to the part where he got drafted. 5223295. I agree. I think 10 out of 10 people take their phone into the bathroom. I don't think...
Is it gross or do you do this as well?
I don't think... If you don't take your phone into the bathroom, please call up on 5223295 and talk to us, because sitting there just thinking about what's happening...
What are you supposed to do if you don't take your phone?
Well, I think the whole thing is that you focus on the job and you're instead of being in there for 15 minutes, which...
Guilty.
Because
bang it out in 2 minutes.
And the problem is, it's possible.
It is.
As someone
not.
Who's seen the other side, it is possible in a pinch for time. 5223295. If you'd like to get in on this conversation, do you think it's gross to take your phone to the bathroom? Mm. If you don't, give us a call. Kate from Newcombe's given us a call. Kate, do you think it's gross to take
gross.
Your phone
it's
in?
Gross.
But do you still do it? Because it is gross,
no,
but do
no.
you do it?
No, I do not do it.
Okay.
It is a disgusting habit. All right. So I live in a one-toilet household.
Oh, 1-2-H.
With two boys.
Ooh.
Oh.
And they do it. And they take forever in there.
Yeah.
Don't take it in there. It's not only is it just gross and dirty, but you're just sitting there looking at your phone. You're not doing the job. And I'm busting.
Kate,
I drink a lot of water during the day.
Do you mind if I ask... How long does it take you without a phone?
It's just in. I get to do the job and I come out.
Because
wash my hands and I'm back to where I was doing before.
Because say, Jess, say if you go to the bathroom and you're ready to do, if the tutu train
no need for a book.
Is coming and you realise that you've forgotten your phone. Say you've already sat down, you're already the poetry's in motion.
I'll usually call out to my fiancé and be like, Akshay! Well,
it is easy because you
and
do.
And then he'll give me a kiss on the forehead and he'll leave again.
It is weird that you'd keep the door open for that experiment.
Oh.
So, Kate, it's
I'm really freaking out that there's so many people that do this.
Well, Jess, I think it's just speaking on
really
behalf
doesn't sit well with me.
Of the majority.
There are hundreds, thousands of people right now.
Millions of people.
Sitting on their phone.
It would be, I would almost throne. Say, it would have to be somewhere of 8 out of 10 people do this.
Yeah. Right.
Really?
Well, what else? What are you going to do?
I'd like a poll on that.
Tim has no...
It's just such a... It's one of those things.
You've got
that,
no evidence to back you up on that claim.
Oh, well, everyone takes 15 minutes here at work. There's evidence.
No,
for
they
you.
Couldn't.
Kate, I'm sorry. You are in the better minority. This is the best minority to be in, but it's
you're
also
better
most,
than all of us.
It's boring.
Usually, I'm not separated from my phone for around most of the day, but when it comes to having private time, I like to be private.
Okay, well. Stop bragging. I get it. You're better than us. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Baby showers are very, very common in, I guess, Australian society. In how frequently before, not frequently, how long between, say, baby shower and when the baby's due, would you say?
Usually you go like the kind of...
I feel like a month or two?
Yeah, the last trimester.
Because in the photos you want to look pregnant.
Yes.
I guess if that's something you can do.
Yeah.
Have you been to many baby showers?
Yes, so many. Oh my God. It was like this influx
like
of...
Like it's a bad thing.
No, like it's you're around that age, right? So okay. Like I feel like around 27, all my friends started getting married and then there was like the baby showers started around 30. And now the weddings are happening again. I feel like we're going to have an influx of baby showers in the next few years anyway.
So baby showers, there's some games, there's food, photos. Some people do themes. Some people like might even do a gender reveal that late in the game just to kind of see it. Have you heard of a nesting shower or a nesting party?
No.
It's a controversial alternative to people that maybe don't want the fuss of a baby shower but do want to celebrate an incoming child.
Okay, so this is for people who don't want to do a baby shower but want presents.
It hasn't got anything to do with presents. It's a different act of service. So had a nesting party and essentially you invite people over and they help you clean and tidy and organize your house.
Oh, that's not on. That's worse than going to a baby shower.
apparently you go there and there'll be little cards and you get given a card randomly. You pull it out of a hat. It'll be like, oh, bathroom. And they give you the glove and you go off. And they'll provide some food and they'll have a bit of fun. But it's kind of like maybe for people that are feeling a little bit overwhelmed.
No, that's garbage. You can't just ask people. Well, no.
Well, it's not asking because it's a surprise. What room are you going to get? I'm hoping for hallway. I'm praying for hallway.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So it is controversial. That is a word that's been flying around about it. But you don't think it's okay to do something
like that?
I feel like
maybe you can ask your parents, your in-laws, like your immediate... if you said to me, you've just had a baby. Yeah. If you said, come to my nesting party... Hopefully you don't get toilets.
You've got the 6-car garage.
That's outrageous. I'm busy. So I'm sorry.
Like I'm very, very busy.
I've got plans.
You sounded like you loved baby showers, so this is I'm completely shocked.
I don't love a baby shower, if I'm gonna be honest. I'll go because I love supporting my friends and I love giving them gifts.
Right.
But the baby shower itself, I could take it or leave it.
Yep. Don't worry, I'm having a bond vacate party in the next couple of weeks, Jess, and I cannot wait to have you around. It'll be a hoot.
Sorry, busy. All new, all drive, all week long. It's
Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955. We've spoken at length recently about the term FOMO.
Yes.
What's FOMO?
It's the fear of missing out.
So we've discussed at length that you have FOMO.
Oh, I had such bad FOMO the last week and a half not being here. I was like, what am I missing?
Well,
I'm probably not missing much, but I need to be missing
you
something.
You were off work for a week and a half and you were in hospital. I don't know if that's FOMO. I think that's just... You have FOGO, fear of getting out. Like you obviously you don't want to be in hospital, so maybe you just like fear of hospital.
Right.
FOGO.
No, I had FOMO because I was like, "What's going on at work?
I'm missing
all the fun."
Not a lot. Geelong Cup, you know, that happened. Then we discovered FOBO in the last few weeks, fear of becoming obsolete, and that's something that I think that I identified with, because I don't want to die ever.
Yes.
And I don't want AI. Steal my job, or I don't want my skill to become redundant in society.
Sure.
But now I could be super, super late to the party, but I've got another OMO.
Sure.
To talk about. And I think I don't want to have this, but I think I've started having elements of it.
What is it?
JOMO.
What's JOMO?
Just the joy of missing out.
I knew this would happen when you had a kid.
I think I'd been settling in for years.
Yeah, but now you
kid.
Have an excuse.
Because I was talking about it last week. I was really looking forward to a really close friend's wedding this weekend.
Yep.
And I went to the wedding. But in the lead up, my first thought of, besides obviously it's great that two of my close friends are getting married together and they're having their day and it's going to be super special.
Mm-hmm.
But my first thought almost immediately is, oh, it's going to be a really late night. It's just going to be so late. And I was explaining to you my process of yep. when I got home from the wedding on Saturday night. And this, whether you've got kids or not, like it really can set up your next few days to be what they are.
Yeah.
Because I got home at midnight, which was, I was impressed by me. Pat that on the
is,
back for me.
That Someone is very who, early.
And there were people leaving at 10:30. I don't even take that out to be like, yeah. well, Michael's going.
Yep.
Timmy can go. No. But I got home, and then by the time I got to sleep, my son had already pretty much woken up, ready to be. He was like, "What's up? Food time.
Here we go.
Let's go. Who's changing my nappy? What's the deal?" Wake up another 2-3 hours later. So like 2 or 3 broken hours of sleep before yep. up and out for the entire day. And then today again, up early at work.
Your little
early.
One, Jack, he's 3 months old, right? So in the last 3 months, have you used him as an excuse to get out of anything?
Not get out of anything. Excuses for being late to everything.
Yeah. Fair enough.
My wife suggested that she would rather me redirect the blame to her.
Oh.
But I don't remember the last time she woke up crying and pooping all over the place and that caused me to be late for something. I'm happy for her to start taping that, but I can't lie.
Yeah, but he can't talk yet. So just start using him as an excuse until he can
right.
defend himself.
Because I like joy of missing out.
Mm.
It's just, it's not a joy. It's maybe it's just I'm fine with it. So
right.
it's fine with missing out. For moi.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
No,
as
maybe
easily,
just
does it?
JOMO. Because you don't have JOMO.
No. I find no joy in missing out on things. I only fear.
No JOMO non.
Please stop.
If you can't singleize it to a single letter and make it
a word,
it's not a thing. So stop talking about something that's not a thing, Jason. Whistling the way home,
listening to songs. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jess, this morning something really, really special happened. And if this is something as a new parent that you've experienced, or maybe you can think back to the first time you did it. And there's something I've been looking forward to for like 10 years before
yeah.
I even knew that I was going to be a dad, let alone finding out I was going to be a dad, then having a baby boy named Jack, who's 3 months old.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize if I get a little bit emotional because I had a great morning.
What happened?
This morning, I took my son Jack to his first swimming lesson.
Oh my God, Jimmy!
And it was the greatest. I blitzed those kids. They call them ducklings for a reason, this ducklings class. No, seriously. So
do
was
they
it,
call it ducklings?
It's the little
oh
ducklings
my God,
class.
Stop
which
it.
Which is, I think, 3 to 9 months. So
oh.
as soon as my son Jack got to 3 months in one day,
yep.
I said to him, I was like, hey, I don't know if you're ready for this, but I am. So this is what we're going to be doing.
Okay, so how does he usually do in the bath? Like, was it a different situation?
Loves the bath.
Yep.
There was a lot less shampoo than bath time, but
yep.
he seemed to acclimatize. Now, we won't, because I don't post photos. My wife and I, we don't post photos of Jack.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to show you the photo of my son.
Oh, my God, stop it. Look at his little bathers.
Baby bathers are hilariously adorable.
He looks like one of those old-timey, like...
Like he's in
swimming.
The Navy and he's just off for the... He's got summer off and he's, you know, he's out for a swim with the boys.
He's got his bloomers on.
But just, I've been... It's something that I've been so excited to kind
yeah.
of... to do with my son. And like, it was just today, because it was a trial lesson that I did in town. And it was just like getting him used to the water, like
yep.
getting a cup and putting it over his head, seeing if he wanted to kick in the water. And he had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
He didn't hate it. He
Think
didn't love it.
Think about how big a swimming pool feels to you as like an adult.
Okay.
Imagine just this little baby. He's the only amount of water he's ever been in is that tiny little bath.
Yeah.
And you're just like, we're going in the ocean,
well,
basically.
Well, you never let go
yeah.
of the babies. There's always...
I assumed as much. I didn't think you were just throwing him
anyway,
in
Anyway,
see months.
You in 30 minutes, babe. but it's, and there's all the stuff, like I was in a weird way in the lead up to it. The only thing that I was feeling a little bit funny about, I was like, oh, really just taking my top off is something that I'm still just not super into.
Right.
And I don't have a rash vest and I didn't want to buy one and whatever. And I just like, it all went out the door as soon as I stepped into the pool.
Aww.
And it was the most fun ever.
Yeah.
And water safety is something that like, at least in my family growing up, it's super, super important.
Oh, yeah, you spend so much time around the water.
I never want like anyone, let alone my own child, to ever feel like they don't know what to do in a situation,
yeah.
whether it's in a pool, whether it's in the ocean, because just you just never know when things can change.
Yeah.
And it was so, so special. And like, I'm in the pool and my wife's there and she's looking at me and she's trying to not cry because there's all these people and I'm trying not to cry. And then Jack is crying because, you know, it's a lot for him. But so one of us is crying, but not for the same reasons
yeah.
the other two aren't. But just one of the first milestones of like becoming a little boy,
yeah,
where he's doing things and he's getting to experience that. And I was, oh man, the best.
That's incredible. Can we talk about swimming nappies?
Honestly, they're hilarious as well. everything about it, just hilarious because nappies are normal. Nappies are every single day. But these water absorbent ones that are, they're just designed to, like a submarine. It's like the submarine of nappies. It's like everything stays in.
That's crazy.
Because it honestly, like I imagine with the submarine, if it's not holding it in, it's terrible when it comes out. So.
All thanks, guys. You're the best.
Good buddy. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.